Good evening, everyone. Broadcasting live December 12th, 2015. Maybe a short broadcast tonight. I'm realizing that I have quite a bit of studying left to do for the next two exams. I haven't taken these classes probably as seriously as I should have. And I have to do a lot of reading. Probably not going to do that well on either of these exams.
What subjects, Bhante?
Linguistics and philosophy.
Oh.
Monday we're having a study session, so two of my classmates are coming over, and we're going to sit down for the linguistics exam. Not really worried about it, because that's a first-year class. I don't think it really matters either way. As long as I pass it, which I will. But somehow, I was talking with another student about this for the Latin exam. I said it kind of, or I was talking to someone about how it feels kind of wrong to not do your best at something, you know? Yeah, it's strange. There's still an intention to get 100% in everything. And then if I don't get 100%, well, a lesson has to be learned to try to get 100% next time, which is a difficult position to be in. We'll see if I get 100% in Latin. Wouldn't that be funny? Had 100% going into the exam. Probably got a 95. Least.
So Latin was last week's?
Yeah. There was a bonus question. I asked if there was going to be a bonus section because he puts bonus on all the quizzes and they're actually quite generous. So I actually, on my quizzes, each of my quizzes, I got over 100% because of the bonus. I think average was like 103%. So there was a bonus on the exam, but the bonus was actually quite cheap. Out of 200 marks, it was a 3-mark bonus question. But why I bring it up, and this is actually, it seems, it is related. Well, it was an interesting quote, interesting probably to many of us, because he'd brought up this quote that had come up recently in the media, a Latin quote, and is in regards to one of the biggest stories of the past month. If anyone knows what that quote was, because it's actually quite a famous quote. Not being a news person, I hadn't seen it, but he brought up a picture, and it's now on the Wikipedia page for that quote. The quote is "Fluctuat nec murgitur." Doesn't ring any bells in it, unless you're really keeping up with the news, or unless you happen to be from France, because it's a very famous quote in France. "Fluctuat" means tossed about, the fluctuate, right? "Fluctuat" means to be shaken, disturbed. It's using the imagery of a boat. Fluctuat means shaken about, tossed about by the waves. Nec means end not, and mergitur. Merg is not merge, it's from submerge. So mergitur means sunk. So a boat, a successful ship, is one that is tossed about but not submerged, not sunk. And I barely remembered him bringing up and forgot totally what it was about, but I kind of guessed, and actually I think I got it right. But tossed about and not submerged. I think it's more like Postabona not sunk. But basically that. Anyway, it was used, it's been used for, they've used it for many occasions in France to describe, to talk about how they are resilient. It's a quote about resiliency. But they also used it for the Paris bombings to show that they weren't going to be defeated, weren't going to let this defeat them. It's a quote about resiliency, which I think is a very good quote for Buddhism, for Buddhist practice. And it's a very good sort of Buddhist response to things like terrorist attacks and to difficulties in life. Shaken, yes, never sunk. There's always another chance. You always get another chance. We have the Buddha as our example of that. The Buddha who took 4 uncountable eons and 100,000 countable eons, great eons. To become a Buddha. All the time it took him, all the mistakes he had to make to get there. Makes you think that our one little life is not really worth all the concern we give it. Like there's that Zen book that my mother got and showed to me. Don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. No questions tonight?
I don't think so.
We have your quote about an acrobat, right?
Yes, I like that quote.
Mm-hmm. It says protect, but protect is a poor translation. It is a literal translation, but it means guard. Guard would probably be better. Watch out for, you know, rakha, but rakha, guard is better. I will so he does use guard. He watched and guarded by himself in the first part, but then in the second part he says, no master. Yeah. But then he switches to protect, which is weird. Guard. So how do we guard ourselves? We practice the 4 foundations of mindfulness, and by protecting ourselves we also protect others. This is another interesting part of this. Is not only is it about everyone doing their own duty, you know, and being good people, but it addresses the idea that when you do that, you also help others. Why? Because of the leading to patience, forbearance, harmlessness, love, and compassion. By practicing mindfulness, by practicing for one's own betterment, one protects others. Is in contrast to those people who think the way to be a good person, the way to do the right thing is to help others. It's not really. Because a person who helps themselves is naturally inclined to help others. It's not what should be the focus, right? If your focus is on helping others, you neglect the source. If your focus is on helping yourself, then you radiate goodness to in all things that you do. If we don't have any questions, we can just call it a night, say hello. Thank you all for meditating with us. Tomorrow we have meetings and Visuddhimagga. I may skip some of the meetings. Maybe I'll do my studying while you guys are having the meeting, and I'll listen. I can study and be there at the same time, I think.
Yeah, we can just kind of call out to you if we need your input on something.
Sure.
That sounds good.
Okay, then. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Robin, for joining me.
Thank you, Bhante.
Good night.
Good night.